Welcome to Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in the Philippines. I am Nesca, sitting in for Attorney Eileen for today's episode. Wala muna si Attorney Eileen ngayon kasi she's on the road. She's doing something pa and probably she'll be joining us later. But hindi ako mag-iisa for today's episode. Makakasama ko ang isang napakaganda at napakamatalinong nilalang, okay? This person has been with us since the start of this episode 2. So, she'll be joining us for today's episode. Kersha, come in. Hi, Kersha. It's nice to see you again here.
Wow. You flatter me too much. Feeling ko hindi ko kayong palindigan yung mga...
Kailangan natin palindigan ito.
Okay, oh my God. Imagine mo, una mong sinabi, maganda. Medyo debatable yun. Pinakamatalino, oh my God. That's very wrong. Disclaimer lang.
Totoo naman kasi yun. By the way, Akersha, this production is proudly brought to us by Lawin Media Network. We're currently live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. So join us every 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you missed us live, no worries. You can catch the replay on over 15 podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, Apple, and more. So stay tuned and stay engaged. So for today's episode, last week, kaming magkasama ni Kersha, we discussed about our experiences in law school, the best and the worst part of it. But today we're going to discuss something na it's current, it's latest. Probably we're going to talk about something that concerns someone, probably us, like women, Filipina. We are going to talk about VALSI, violence against women and children. And probably if my time pa, we can discuss issues regarding the PWD IDs. Right, Kersha?
Yeah, we know that will be a very interesting topic kasi, you know, when I was scrolling in my Facebook, laging nasha-share yung sa recent ruling ng Supreme Court na in-overturn niya na ang sabi kasi doon, like, hindi required before ma-overturn, ang sabi, hindi required ang psychological evaluation to prove psychological incapacity, no? But in the ruling of Supreme Court, na-overturn yun, and then eventually, convicted yung husband for psychological abuse on the part of his wife. So, it's interesting, no? Kasi, again, just like what you and Attorney Eileen talked about before, the psychological aspect is something na hindi siya nakikita. So, I wouldn't say it's hard to prove, but it's something that hindi siya binibigyang being pansin ng mga tao. It's more on the economic aspect here in the Philippines. Of course, again, disclaimer lang, this is only my opinion and Nesca's. So, I hope you won't take this against us. But anyway, when we file for 9262 here in the Philippines, it's mostly on the case of economic abuse or physical abuse, but not that much on the psychological abuse. So it's really interesting na nabigyan pansin siya recently in the Supreme Court ruling. What are your thoughts regarding psychological abuse here in the Philippines? Let's just not dwell on the case na lang. So in context na lang for in the Philippines.
Well, kasi in reality or sa actual field kasi, they say na VALSI is usually parang nagagamit din siya ng mga babae against men, against their partners. Na sinasabi, sometimes this VALSI is often abused din. The law itself is often abused kasi parang sabi nila if the man will not provide for financial aspect, usually ito yung ginagamit ng mga babae against the men. Sabi nila, no, yung nagsasabi nito usually are also men, saying that buti pa yung babae kasi may there is a law that protects them, paano naman sila, di ba? walang minagpo-protect sa kanila if they are physically abused or they are psychologically abused or economically abused, di ba? Sabi nila, this is an unfair law.
It's a good point.
Yeah, but the law kasi protects those sinasabi nasa underdog na, mm-hmm. na society or marginalized sector. So parang ako it's just a balance ng capacity kasi ng lalaki compared sa babae kasi aminin naman natin physically dehado yung babae. Especially if there's, you know, physical abuse. So sa financial aspect naman, as Philippines is usually kasi lalaki yung nagpo-provide. The traditional mm-hmm. lalaki yung nagpo-provide. And usually yung lalaki lang yung nagtatrabaho. And the girl would just depend on the man giving her support. So yung iba, ito yung ginagamit as their way to control the women or their partner, their wife or their girlfriends to have a control over them. So, ayun, nabuo yung batas na to to protect those women na dependent on the men or those physically, economically, psychologically abused. And I agree with what you've said na yung psychological aspect is not always given attention. Kasi ang hirap nga nitong i-prove eh. Ang hirap nitong i-prove sa court that there's psychological abuse. Kasi it's not visible. Hindi siya makikita visually. It's only the person eh, who can feel it. That, whoa, I was psychologically abused. This person was cheating on me and I had sleepless nights, I had emotional distress, mental distress, and yeah, I will file for a case against him. But usually yung mga babae won't file a case if they are psychological abuse because first, they won't recognize it as an abuse. Yeah. As we've always said sa previous episode natin sa regarding domestic abuse, they won't recognize it that they are already psychologically abused. What they would only recognize na abuse is physical. Yung pag may pasa ka, pag may sugat ka, may galos ka, or ayun, there was a threat in your life, yun lang yung time na they will file for a case. But I think this VAWC is magandang batas to. Kasi it protects the women and the children na often seen as mas mahina. Though I don't agree to that na mas mahina yung mga babae compared sa mga lalaki.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, also, yun, sa mga ganung sitwasyon lang na yung babae yung dependent sa lalaking mas controlled or controlling.
Yeah. Also, just to clarify things now, to all men out there, yeah, VAWC is not to of course, just for the title of the law itself, it's violence against women and children. But it doesn't mean na walang batas for you. Actually, mm-hmm. when I asked this to one of my professor, sinabi niya na it's not about parang hindi lang siya for women.
Mm-hmm.
May narinig na bang tumatawag? Oh, wait lang. And just to again clarify, for violence against men naman, why is it not na parang hindi siya nadi-discuss? Because we have this social stigma, no? Na yung, ayun nga, we see men as someone who is capable, we see them as strong, and even men themselves doesn't acknowledge the fact that you know, they are in this kind of situation, for example, in an abusive situation. So it's not something that we can fully address to because men themselves prohibit themselves or mm-hmm. sila mismo nagbabaw sa sarili nila. They don't acknowledge it. So why would the state or why would the government or why would our legislator implement or enact something na ano, na hindi naman proven by statistics, kasi nga, ayun, just like what I have said, hindi siya na ina-address, right? So, I hope for men out there, you wouldn't think na walang batas for you. Kasi, of course, patas ang batas natin, ang mga korte, hindi na natin tinitingnan kung babae ka or lalaki ka, except for certain instances wherein needed talaga. But for the case of abuse, if you feel like you're being abused, whether you're a woman, a child, or minor, or a man, pare-pares tayo. We can be victims.
Yeah, I agree, Krisha. And if I may add,
yeah.
Vowsy is not, it's not against men. It's not against men. It's against the violence made upon, or against the women or the children. So it's not totally na against the men. It's against the violence against the women and the children. And actually, there's a recent jurisprudence nga, Krisha, na in a lesbian relationship, diba, pareho silang babae. And then this girl has a child, no? And then this woman maltreats her child in this lesbian lesbian partner niya yung nag-file pa nga ng case against the mother, and the court yun pinanigan yung lesbian partner, and na this mother is or this mother is guilty for violating the vowsy. Kasi hindi lang siya against the men. It can also be against a woman who also maltreats or uses violence against another woman and their children. So it's not really totally against men.
Ayan na, yung mga misconception niya that the policy only protects women. That's wrong.
Yes. So, I think we're going to have a break muna.
Yeah. All right, so make sure to tune in and huwag kayong aalin. Mabilis lang ang break namin. All right. See you a bit.
Back here at Legal Treats. Please continue subscribing to our channels and to tune in lang kayo. We are in YouTube, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and yes, if hindi nyo masasabayan kami ngayon, you can always see us recorded.
Yeah, also, no, Neska, for our audience, we have a lot of audience na naman, no? Nakikita natin dito sa end natin. We have a lot of audience, and for our audience, again, if you have any questions, you are more than free to comment below, or if you have, you know, any shout-outs, any life-changing advice that you could give us, you are more than free to share it. Now, Neska, you know, we have an interesting topic kasi, you know, I'm still a law student. We're still on the process of reading cases from each, you know, subjects, which also involves, you know, in the criminal, previously in the criminal law part, yeah, the abuse, I mean. So, Now, well, I don't want to dwell too much on that. Otherwise, I will feel like I'm in law school right now. But ikaw ba, Neska, have you ever encountered someone who is a victim of psychological abuse, but she is not aware of it? Like, nakikwento siya, and bigla na lang mararamdaman mo or mapapaisip ka like, oh, hindi ba physical abuse to? Bakit hindi niya to alam? Bakit hindi niya to i-acknowledge? Like, were you able to encounter something like that?
Well, fortunately naman, sa circle of friends ko and sa relatives ko. So far, wala pa naman. Yeah. But kwento ng kaibigan ko. ng kaibigan. meron kasing mga signs na ma-identify natin na okay, she's probably a victim of psychological abuse, but they won't recognize it kasi nga sila yung nasa sitwasyon. They are not aware of it because they are so fixated sa ano na normal lang to. This is just normal in our relationship. Ganito lang talaga siya pag galit, naninigaw. Ganito lang talaga siya kapag mainit ang ulo. And they won't recognize it because sila nga yung nasa sitwasyon. But those people na, let's say, nakakakilala sa kanila or those people who cared for them will recognize na may mali sa kanilang relasyon. And I think that's the first sign na dapat malaman natin if you were a victim of a psychological abuse. Kailangan mo talagang ma-recognize that what your partner is doing to you is already a form of abuse. It's very important.
I know. Also, know to add, kasi whenever I have a friend who, you know, who talks about her love life, no? Ako kasi, madali akong maramdam or madali kong ma-assess na hindi pa red flag yun. Ganun ako. So, pero hindi ko sinasabi outright, no? Kasi if you're going to talk bad about your bad experience to your partner, for me, that's an indication that yours is slowly acknowledging it, na nangyayari yun sa'yo. But choosing to stay is another choice. So if you stayed in that kind of situation, despite knowing, no, na this is happening, ano sa tingin mo yung mali? Do you think there's something wrong with that friend or with that situation? Kasi, you know, mga kabataan ngayon, no? Oh, mga kabataan. Okay, guys, I'm no longer a teen, so I'm a young adult. So, any age naman, you might, kahit na bata ka pa, kahit na adult ka, even yung matatanda na, there's a thin line, no, between recognizing that it's love and manipulation. Kasi sometimes, you know, we are, you know, manipulators tend to mask it or try to say that it's love. It's their way of loving you. Mm-hmm. But it's not. Diyos ko naman, dahi. Kawawa ka na, wala, ang laki na ng eye bags mo, hindi ka na nakakatulog, hindi ka na nakakain. And you call it love? Gosh, di ba? Wake up.
Pero kasi, Krisha, when you are really madly, deeply in love with a person, hindi mo talaga masasabi abuse na to. You will only recognize it or you will only acknowledge it after the relationship, probably. Ah, ba't ba ako nagpakatakan sa kanya? But minamanipulate niya na pala ako nung time na yun. Buti na lang natauhan. There has to be someone na magsasabi sa friend mo or that person na nasa ganyang relationship that you are being manipulated already for her to recognize it and to acknowledge it na okay. Para matauhan din naman, kailangan niya ng taong magsasabi sa kanya noon. Kasi when you are deeply, madly in love with a person, hindi mo talaga masasabi, it's just manipulating me. It's just love bombing me. Kasi, you know, you're too blind to see it.
I will not totally disagree with that because I myself experienced that kind of love. Like, okay, sabi ko sa isip ko, hindi, mahal ako neto. It's okay. It's part of love. It's part of relationship. It's part of, you know, growing together. Oh my gosh, now looking back at it, tinatawanan ko nila yung sarili ko. Oh, I was like that? I can't believe it. Like, siguro kasi it's, ano, I wouldn't justify it by saying this, no? But I feel like, if you're, ano, if you're already on the stage na nalagpasan mo yun, only then you will realize talaga na, okay, that was love bombing, that was manipulation, that was wrong. I will not do it again. So that's me right now. I will not do it again.
If I were to be... Totoo naman kasi talaga yun. When sobrang in love ka, hindi mo talaga marirecognize yun. Because you keep on forgiving him eh. I think that that also happens in a marriage, kapag kasal na kayo. You keep on forgiving him na, okay, I'll give you a chance. Kasi baka magbago pa. Baka magbago pa yung trato niya sa akin. Baka galit lang talaga siya. Baka iba lang yung way of love niya or expression of love niya. Kaya yun, I think that's normal sa lahat ng na-in love siguro or sobrang na-in love. So, but yeah, you will realize it after na. After matauhan mo na. But there has to be someone na magsabi na, you know, you're being manipulated, you're being love-bombed.
Also to speak and write, sorry to add, regarding the marriage part, ang laki kasing factor ng marriage, no?
Totoo.
With regard to forgiveness, in the forgiveness aspect. Kasi, syempre sasabihin mo, sumumpa kayo sa harap ng Diyos. Hindi lang sa batas, pero sa harap ng Diyos. So, at the end of the day, you are tied. Unless, of course, you're going to get annulled. Or eventually, if nagkaroon ng divorce sa Pinas, you will get divorced. But, you see, the sanctity of marriage is there. You know, I made a blog about it. Like, how does the sanctity of marriage prohibits the passing of divorce? Kasi, it plays a big part. We are all, I don't know the exact statistics, but majority of Filipinos are Catholic. So it plays a big part, no? Na, wag mo siyang i-divorce kasi patawarin mo na lang, magbabago din yan. Sa'yo rin naman siya babalik, no? And, to share the experience of someone I know, someone dearly, no? Nababae yung asawa niya. And, mind you, no, they're already 64, 65? Both of them? Seniors na, okay. Nababae yung husband. Alam ng wife. Pero kasi, parang ayaw, hindi naman sa ayaw ng wife, pero kasi iniisip ng wife yung family nila. May mga family na din yung mga anak nila. So, sabi ko, tita, I hope you don't mind since you're asking for my advice. This is not a legal advice, but, you know, an advice coming from a third person. Sabi ko, tita, since your children have their family of their own, I think it's only right for you to set yourself free. Kasi wala ka naman nang dapat isipin na pagtapos mo yung mga anak mo. So why are you still holding back? No? Kasi hindi na siya healthy sa taong yun, sa wife. If you can see her, she always cry. Umiiyak siya lagi whenever I talk to her. Umiiyak siya lagi. Yet, hindi niya magawang umalis kasi ayun na imagine mo, ilang years na silang kasal. More, almost 30 years? Isang factor din yan yung nanghihinayang ka sa taon. Okay guys, sa aming viewers, don't. Okay? Don't, huwag kayong maghinayang. But lalo na kung hindi pa kayo kasal, I mean that's wrong, pero huwag kayong maghinayang sa taon. Ikaw ba, what are your thoughts regarding that? Like, blood, ano, outright eh, alam mo mismo na may mababae ang asawa mo.
I know.
What's your thoughts?
I know, ewan ko na lang talaga.
Ay, ayoko mag-asawa eh.
Ah, that's what I'm gonna say too.
Oh, really? Facebook.
Facebook. That's what I'm gonna say. Kasi, yeah, mahirap kasi magpatali eh. I mean,
yeah.
Diba? It's really scary. For me lang ah, this person, mm. It's scary na, no? Magpatali ka sa isang tao. For the rest of your life, I don't know, but yeah, for now, yan yung mindset ko kasi it's too scary. Kasi I'm okay on my own. Parang I don't know. Parang wala namang kulang sa buhay ko for now. Ah. Wala naman. So I'm not sure. Pero yun, going back to your question, na kapag mambabae yung partner ko. Well, personally, I think I have to forgive first. Give him chance. But once that chance, he missed it, hindi talaga siya nagbago. I'd probably have to raise my white flag. Ayun, sir. Ayaw na. Wala na. And probably I'll have to get out of the relationship. I know it's just easy to say na get out of the relationship. Hiwalayan mo. Kasi I'm not in that position. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kasi mahirap talaga kasi if you're already married, like may mga anak kayo, especially if yung mga anak nyo is maliliit pa, they won't understand yet what is happening. Ang hirap i-explain. But I think open communication with the kids, with the children, would help eventually. If you really decide to divorce or to get annulled with your present spouse. Kasi, like, I have my cousins also whose parents are also separated, though they're not legally annulled. Kasi syempre naman, dito sa Philippines, diba? Ang hirap. Tapos kailangan mo pa talaga ng pera. You have to have resources to get annulled. So, wala. Their parents are just separated, fed and board. Ba't ang ingay ng mga manok?
Nag-aabay sila. Gusto nilang makichika dito.
So, always naman man. Silang present dito sa episode. But anyway, ayun, yung cousins ko, parang their parents are just parang co-parenting. And they grew up fine. They're okay. They're okay with the setup na, okay, their parents are separated. Their father has another partner then. Their mother was living the best of her life. So, ayun. I think it helps kapag you're open to your children. They will understand it. So, eventually, they will go through it also. Eh. They will go through life also. Eh.
Yeah, yes. True life, not that abuse, no?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a very interesting topic, but let's go on for our second break, no? All right.
Second break.
Yeah, on our second break, and we will be right back, so tune in. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to comment below. See you later, alligator.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Ooh, that's a very, very fast
And we're back.
Yep, and we're back. Okay. Alam mo, interested din ako sa mga manok mo dyan. Ano yung mga manok mo dyan? Panabong?
Okay.
I'm allowed to say that.
Hindi. Kapag wala kaming ulam, alams na. Nagpapakulo na kami ng mainit na tubig.
Uy, yan lang, kinakain na. Alam, bakit yung topic ayun, natin ang mundo sa manok?
Sa manok... Ayan na naman. Pero mga manok mo lang yung naging topic natin. But anyway, every day. Like every other day naman, nagpo-produce sila ng eggs. So, they're helpful naman sa amin. Yes.
That's nice.
Oh, one time, ako yung isa sa kanila dito. I have an appearance here. Probably.
Okay, let me know para makapag-prepare ko ng flyer na with special guests.
And then yes, may cameo roles sila dito.
And that's so cute. But anyway, where were we? Nasaan na tayo?
Yeah, we've been talking about our cases or scenarios involving VAWCI, or violence against women and children. Earlier, we've talked about psychological abuse. And yes, again, VAWCI is not only for women, it's also for children. It's the protection for women and for children. It's not really totally against the men, but it's against the violence you do upon a woman and their children. So, yeah. Kailan ba, Krisha, kailan ba ang VAWCI, kailan mo ba magagamit ang batas na VAWCI?
Every time you, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't say it's anytime, no. There are stages kasi wherein you can file for VAWCI. Of course, there are grounds. Like, for example, like we were in this previous discussion from this, from season 2, we have the economic aspect, psychological aspect, physical aspect, and other types of abuses. Now, with regard to when can you avail this? Anytime you experience this abuse, basically. Now, as for the proving naman, since the state will be on your side, diba, correct me if I'm wrong, Naska, ha? Kasi, you know, alam mo naman, student pa lang tayo. But anyway, ayun, does that answer your question regarding to when? The part?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, so, ayun, basically,
sorry.
Yeah, you can file for VAWCI anytime. You can avail VAWCI anytime. Since, for example, okay, kung bigla kang sinaktan ng partner mo, even if just once, if it's already, kasi di ba, hindi naman necessary na, na parang maulit siya ng pangalawang beses before you can file. You can already file a report sa police, no? Sa, VAWCI, wait lang, ano yung tamang,
Women's and Children's Protection Desk.
You can always report that incident. Kasi, paano, imagine mo, kahit isang beses ka palang sinaktan ng partner mo, humuntik ka ng mamatay, you're not going to file for it. Of course, you should. Nasa peligro ng buhay mo eh. Diba? It's part of the battered women syndrome din, no? Na, again, after that first fight, makeup, forgiveness, and then there's another episode na naman, iisipin mo, ayun nga, just like what we were talking about earlier, dahil nga pinatawad, dahil nga mahal, eh, akala mo okay na, but no. Ikaw, Vanessa? regarding that, no? Like, when is the best time for a woman to report that there is an ongoing abuse na? Aside from the fact that he or she should first acknowledge she is being abused.
Like, right after the abuse has been committed, I think it's important na you put it in record. No? Mm-hmm. Pumunta ka sa police, magbarangay ka. It's not being OA, ha? It's to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And yes, this VAWCI kasi protects persons like ikaw, if you're a wife, or for kahit former wife ka, or a woman, or yeah, a wife, and that like you have a child, you and your child was being abused. You are protected by this law or anti-VAWCI law or the RA 9262. So ito, if I may just share who are the persons protected by RA 9262. Protected yung wife, yung former wife, kahit hiwalay na kayo, if you can still, if you are still being abused by your former spouse or your former husband, and also a woman with whom the offender has or had sexual abuse or sexual relations. So kahit let's say, mag-boyfriend, mag-girlfriend kayo, the woman is still protected by law. Kahit mag-boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, you can still file for a case against your boyfriend na nag-abuse sa'yo. Or kahit from a previous relationship, you're a woman from na may anak from a previous relationship, a woman with whom the offender has a common child with, kung may anak kayo, and then whether legitimate yan or illegitimate. So you are all protected by this law, the RA 9262.
It's very helpful and informative to our audience. Again, so, to all our audience, I'm not sure if you have questions regarding our topic, but just in any case that you have, please feel free to comment kasi it's not that mighty lang ang show na to, so we might not be able to address it, but just in case na may pahabol kayo, we can address it naman on next week with Attorney Eglin na. No? All right. Regarding on the topic, no?
Yes, hopefully with Attorney Eileen.
I'm disappointed, no? Like, we were not expecting that we will be able to dwell deeper on the topic kasi nga, we're both single. But I don't want to get married. I'm random, but just to end, no? Just to end the segment, I don't want to get married. Siguro, ano?
Would you, baka ngayon lang yan kasi bata ka pa.
Oh, no. But my answer would be different if my divorce na dito sa Pinas. What about you, Naska? You mentioned earlier that you don't want to get tied.
Parang nag... Yeah, parang nagloloko yung internet ko. Parang may resistance dito. Ah. But yeah, you were saying?
Sabi mo kanina, you don't want to get tied or you don't want to get married. Mm-hmm. Would your answer be the same if there is a divorce law in the Philippines? Would your answer be the same if there is a divorce law in the Philippines?
Yeah, probably. Iba kasi yung you have a way out eh. I mean, of course you don't get married just to get out of it eventually. Mm-hmm. I mean, mahirap kasi if you're being tied with that person and you have no way out. Yun yung nasa mindset ko. You have no way out. But if there's divorce, I mean, there's an option for me to, hello, goodbye.
Hello, love, goodbye.
I mean, hello, love, goodbye. Parang ganun. I mean, these people kasi, what if I'll get abused? What if, totoo nga, mahal ako ng partner ko, but he's abusing me. Diba? I don't have any way out. I don't have any option. I don't have any remedy. So I think it's important for me na I have my way out. Na if there's a divorce here in the Philippines, probably I'll have to reconsider it. Diba? Kasi, I don't know. I don't know why wala pa ring divorce here in the Philippines. Probably it's really because we are too religious. Diba? But we keep our eyes closed sa reality na there are these people suffering from a loveless marriage, mm-hmm. from an abusive relationship, diba? And these people need recourse, they need remedies, and ayun, they also need a protection sa batas. So I think it's important, I think it's important for us to have divorce also here in the Philippines kasi Vatican na lang, tas Pilipinas yung wala pang divorce. I mean, all over the world, parang. Well, that doesn't make us a saint, di ba? That doesn't make us saints. Wala pa tayong divorce here, and the rest of the world has. Di ba? Have to be progressive din sa ating mindset, sa ating thinking. Kasi there are a lot of people use.
You know, up until now, it is one of the most, controversial topic between Catholic and between the passage of divorce here in the Philippines. Because again, we are a majority of Filipinos are Catholics, although may improvements naman na, especially sa mga kabataan ngayon, that, of course, ang sabi nga nila, kabataan ang susi ng, what do you call that? Like, the key to the future. So, eventually, if yung mga kabataan ngayon ang woke, what we call as woke, yung mga gising sa katotohanan, then, eventually, they will be the future legislators, then maybe soon, hopefully soon, ay magkaroon na tayo ng divorce sa Pinas. Kasi, again, I don't want to be parang, I am not against Catholic Church, but if there is already an abuse or if there is a big need for the passage of divorce in the Philippines, why are we going to prohibit that just because of our religion? Kaya separate ang church and state eh. So, I hope that we know, parang, this is, again, my opinion lang. So, for me personally, there is a big need to address this. There is a need for the passage of divorce. So, and also, we have a question from a dear friend. Sabi niya, I think this was already answered earlier now. Pero I just want you to answer this again for him. So, hi, is does RA9262 apply to lesbian relationship?
Yes. Oh, I think that was already answered earlier, no? Na address natin yan. There's a recent jurisprudence na it's violence kasi against women. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's against men. Kapag yung offender is also a woman, pwede rin siyang ma-cover under RA9262 if the victim is a woman. For as long as the victim is a woman in a relationship. So yun, regardless kung ano yung sexual orientation ng offender.
Women to women, woman to woman. Mm-hmm. As long as ang victim is woman, kahit na ang perpetrator is woman, then yes, valid pa rin. Mm-hmm. You can still avail a VAWC to protect you. You have VAWC to protect you. But anyway, that's according to the jurisprudence. Yep, that's according to the recent jurisprudence. And again, guys, to reiterate, VAWC does not intend to protect or to discriminate against men, okay? Mm-hmm. It's just that men have to acknowledge abuse first, then sa kanila. This is not about gender. We don't promote gender inequality here. We are for gender equality, and we are recognizing, we are telling you guys that bata ka, matanda, may asawa wala. May asawa wala, babae, lalaki, or any gender or sexual orientation you have, you can be a victim of abuse. And again, but the justice system will help you with that. All you have to do is to acknowledge. Yun lang.
Toto.
Any last words?
Well, siguro last words is I think if you are in an abusive relationship, lagi nating sinasabi dito that you always have a means to get out of the relationship, or you can always find help somewhere else. If it's not at home, if it's not within your circle, probably outside of it, probably some organizations, probably sa government din, sa mga agencies, sa mga bureaus, or probably from a stranger, you can find help. You just have to know where to seek help. Kasi it's important na meron kang malalapitan, meron kang katuwang or maaasahan if you are, I think, being abused. So, ayun, you have to get out of it and seek help from other people because help is just everywhere. You just have to know where to seek help.
Just like what we always say in all of the segments, no? To your friends out there, to everyone out there, no? Keep in touch with the people around you, because you'll never know, baka they've been wanting to ask for your help, but nahihiya lang sila. So, ayun, yun lang gusto kong i-have. But anyway, thank you for tuning in for today's live with Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen and representation. We have Nesca, and this is Keisha.
Yeah, we're just sitting in for Attorney Eileen. We really missed you, Attorney Eileen, if you're listening to
Attorney
us.
Eileen,
hope you stay safe and healthy always. Yes. And we're hoping to see you soon, very, very, very soon.
And again, to all those who miss our live show, you can still see us. You can still watch us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and you can hear us. You can listen, rather, in over 15 podcasts, including Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and so on. So that's it. So thank you for today, Nesca. I hope you had fun with me.
Thank you for Yes, of course, always, Krisha. Thank you for joining us today on Legal Treats. So we hope this episode shed light on the important topic of RA 9262. And I hope you guys share this episode also to anyone who might find it helpful. So make sure to subscribe to Legal Treats so you never miss an episode. And stay tuned for our next discussion on neglect next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.